I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. It's been a great fall, but the leaves have dropped and it's stick season, according to my neighbor. But those sticks don't have to be uninspiring. There are many trees that have attractive bark, making them focal points in our winter landscape. Choosing a new tree based on the bark color or texture certainly should be considered, since we look at many leafless trees for a good 6 months in Vermont. Here are some choices. Birches are beautiful trees. Certainly white and paper birch have interesting bark, but the best is river birch. It has tan to pink peeling bark and is a hardy tree in our area. Another tough tree is the Peking or Chinese tree lilac. This Zone 4 tree features the creamy white summer flowers of the Japanese tree lilac, but has glossy bronze-colored peeling bark in winter. If you live in the Zone 5 parts of the state, the options expand. One of my favorite trees is the Dawn Redwood. It looks like a redwood, but is deciduous, dropping its needles in fall like a larch tree. As it ages, it has the classic red and brown streaked bark reminiscent of the California redwoods. A small, attractive tree our neighbor has is the Seven Suns tree. It features clusters of fragrant white flowers in late summer and exfoliating brown bark with some green-colored inner bark in winter. The paper bark maple is a solid Zone 5 tree with cinnamon-colored peeling bark that truly stands out in winter. When selecting any tree, check the ultimate size and growth rates to be sure they'll fit in the location you want. Marginally hardy trees should be planted in a microclimate location where they're protected from the cold north and west winds and snow in winter. And now for this week's tip. Cut back on watering most foliage houseplants now. With the short days and cloudy skies, these subtropical plants only need soil that's barely moist. Too much water can cause leaf drop and root rot. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about Asian ladybugs. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.